fungal networks, robotics foundations, and the shape of the day's argument. A Guardian report on a new global mapping study of arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi networks, the underground filament systems that connect plant root systems across terrestrial ecosystems, cited a total estimated network length of more than 100 quadrillion kilometers. For scale, that figure is roughly 10,000 times the diameter of the Milky Way. The networks are critical to carbon cycling and plant nutrient exchange, and the study represents the first comprehensive global mapping effort. The implications for soil health modeling and climate intervention research are described as substantial. Alibaba's Qwen team released a robotics foundation model suite explicitly designed for physical world intelligence, meaning systems that must reason about physical manipulation, spatial relationships, and real-world action consequences, not language alone. The release is a direct play for the embodied AI space and carries the engineering resources of one of the world's largest technology companies. The gap between language model capability and robotics capability remains one of the defining challenges in AI development, and the Qwen team is committing significant resources toward closing it. The through line across Wednesday's stories as the day's analysis converged is the question of where control over AI infrastructure resides. SpaceX's reported Cursor acquisition is a play for the developer interface layer. GLM 5.2 and local inference are about removing that control from cloud providers entirely. GPTNL is about governments asserting control for their own populations. The JWT debate is a microcosm of the same question at the authentication layer. Whether to build on infrastructure you control and understand, or to delegate trust to a system you have not fully audited. The answer to that question, and who gets to give it, is shaping the architecture of the next era of computing.